AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Good evening, city.
Vice President Kamala Harris holding a campaign rally in Philadelphia this evening, where she's told supporters she's been looking for a partner in her quest for the White House.
I found such a leader.
Political analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College.
It's very unusual for a Democratic nominee to pick a governor for a running mate. If you go back all the way to Harry Truman, Democrats almost always pick a senator.
And Galdieri says Walz could be a help.
If you wanted to grow a middle-aged Midwestern guy in a lab, you would get somebody who looks a lot like Tim Walz. He's got military record. He has coached high school football. He's been in Congress. He's the governor of Minnesota now.
Tropical storm Debbie's bringing flooding rain to coastal cities in Georgia and South Carolina, where David Green's emergency manager for Carlton County.
Unfortunately, the Weather Service is predicting 3 to 5 more inches of rain in the next 24 hours and then 8 to 12 inches through Friday, additionally on top of the 3 to 5 we're to get in the next 24 hours.
The storm's forecast to move relatively slowly and could re-strengthen over the Atlantic, then move inland again near Charleston, South Carolina later in the week. Federal investigators have opened a 2-day hearing into the mid-flight blowout of a door plug on an Alaska Airlines jet in January. Boeing factory workers say they were pressured to work too fast and asked to perform jobs they weren't qualified for. Calmer day for stocks. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 1%, breaking a brutal 3-day losing streak. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1%.
This is AP News. At the Paris Olympics, Ukrainian athletes have won 2 gold medals so far, but Charles Deledesma reports they're aiming for something more.
4 Ukrainian hurdler Anna Rejukova, each stride on the Paris Olympic track, will have meaning far beyond the time she clocks. Her competitions are no longer strictly an individual battle, but war on a different front. Her goal is not just gold, but also to rivet global attention on her country's fight for survival against Russia. You're not doing it for yourself anymore, she says. Winning a gold just for yourself, being a champion, realizing your ambitions, it's inappropriate. But the broader war is making it increasingly difficult for Ukraine, once a post-Soviet sports power, to get those headline-capturing medals. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.